Get a better broadcast, podcast, voiceover voice. Hello, I'm Peter. Yesterday we started talking about how hormones affect your voice. Continuing that, picking up the baton today and running with it. Menopause can affect the voice, something we touched on yesterday, because vocally speaking, estrogen affects how supple the vocal folds upper surface is. That's the mucosal layer. It supports the folds' mucus-making glands, affects the deepest layer of the vocal folds, that's the area that produces the lower and the higher pitches, and blocks the effects of androgens and so prevents the lowering of the voice. And progesterone balances the effects of estrogen, which I've just been speaking about, as well as progesterone itself, causing decreased and thickened secretions of the outer layer of the vocal folds, resulting in drier vocal folds. And we spoke a while ago, didn't we, about what the effect of drier vocal folds are on the voice. And androgens, including testosterone, usually associated with the male, but also, as you probably know, naturally secreted in women's bodies as well, cause the vocal folds to thicken, which can lower your pitch, increases dryness of the vocal folds due to a change in the glands that secrete the fluids near them. And during the menopause, hormones may fluctuate day to day, making the voice sound unpredictable, unreliable, unstable. Vocal cord swelling, resulting in less range and a general lower voice. A drier mouth, which may lead to more throat clearing. Reflux, we spoke about that a couple of weeks back. A lump in the throat sensation, always wanting to keep swallowing and so on. Excess or thicker mucus. We've spoken several times already about how that can cause problems with the voice and how you use it. Vocal fatigue from the vocal cord muscles, weakness impacting the agility of them, the power and the projection in your voice. We've spoken several times, haven't we, about the vocal battery, about professional voice care with the amount of use that you put your vocal cords through and the kind of use as well. And all of this, of course, can cause pain in the throat or neck. So don't force your voice, but try more warming up techniques. We've got some of those on the way to help make your voice feel easier. Just something to be aware about as far as hormones go, and this could be affecting men and women, people who are perhaps transitioning as well, and taking extra drugs. All of this area can affect your voice in lots of different ways. Again, I'm not a doctor, neither is Google, but you know who is? Your doctor. So if you've got any worries, concerns, questions, direct them to a health professional who'll be able to explain things, I'm sure, in a much easier and more tailor-made and personal way, specifically for you and your situation. Tomorrow, how medication can hurt rather than help your voice, as Get a Better Broadcast, Podcast and Voice Over Voice continues. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.